history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Good morning, Chicagoland. It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. And Roger and Dave have done the switcheroo. And Dave Schwann is joining us this morning. Good morning, sir.
I wonder what people think if they're watching us on the webcam when we see the switcheroo.
I don't think there's another show that does it quite like that. In a rushed sort of way.
And you'd never know the difference.
No,
you wouldn't know the change.
Not audio. Video, there's some scuffling going around, but absolutely. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty well. How are you?
Excellent.
You're going to the game again today?
I'm very excited, yes. You know, we bought a family pack in the beginning of the year, so I'm kind of excited that we get to do that.
Because you've posted a lot of stuff, you know, when you've been out there.
Yeah, but you know what?
It looks great.
It's never everybody. You know, it's somebody always has another commitment, so it's nice to actually be at a game with the whole family. So we're really looking forward to that. And my 4-year-old is really enjoying it. And I think part of what's cool is the screens are so much to watch and see between the innings that I think keeps him interested. And
and
he'll eat a bag of peanuts by himself.
Oh, it's, sure, I can imagine.
Know, hot dog. I mean, he'll go to town on the whole thing, and he's a lot of fun. Yeah.
More than one hot dog, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know, lots of fun. But we've also been doing the Blackhawks convention, so it's just so nice to talk a little Blackhawks hockey because I've missed it. It's been like 3.5 months since we've really...
Yeah, and it won't be long until everything gets underway. You know how time flies.
It happens very quickly.
And it does. I mean, here is the middle of July
now. Yeah, absolutely. So...
Taste of Chicago's over?
I know, already. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. We're still in the midst of summer. You know,
the
thing that bugged me the most that some folks were posting was Halloween is out in some of the stores. Hallmark just put out their Christmas ornaments. And I was in Hobby Lobby the other day. And not only do they have Halloween and Fallout, but their Christmas is all out and ready to go.
Really?
Yeah. I know, it's really, I don't even want to think about it.
For Christmas of 2026.
Yeah, and then back to school's up at Target. I'm like, you know what? This is it's July, I'm 17th. I'm going to enjoy myself. So summer to me can last right through the end of September. It feels like summer just started. Leave me alone.
As far as I'm concerned, actually, fall, autumn really starts in the third week of September.
That's true.
So summer really goes into September.
Yeah.
More often than not, here around Chicago in the Midwest, fall is a wonderful time of year.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it very much. So we've got a lot of nice weather ahead yet.
Absolutely. I feel like it just got here. I agree with you 1,000%. All right. We got a lot of history, too, to cover. So, and I know we're running a little late today, so let me get to that. 1829, William Austin Burt patents the typographer, which was the early version of the typewriter.
Which is not being made anymore.
Now, you know what that's from. Here, let me get that potted up a little bit.
It's Leroy Anderson.
No, this is Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, but the music was written by Leroy Anderson.
I did not know that, Dave. You are the man of a lot
of
history.
Same guy that wrote Sleigh Ride.
Look at that. Did not know that.
Since we're talking about Christmas.
good gravy. That was a classic. I love this Jerry Lewis bit, man. That's fantastic. It's a very visual, so we'll move on from there.
Okay.
1873, Louis Pasteur invented the patent for the manufacture of beer and the treatment of yeast. So that was the very first. And when you say Bud, Dave, that's that you said it all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, let this run. Let this one play.
Bud, you say you care enough to only want the king of beer. There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers is leading all the rest. When you say Bud, Budweiser.
You've said it all.
There is no other one. There's only something less. Because the king of beers.
This is when commercials were a minute.
Yeah.
When you say Budweiser.
You've said it all.
When you say Budweiser.
You've said it all.
Now, who was the spokesperson for Bud? Do you remember in the 70s?
It was Ed McMahon.
It was Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Yeah, it was mostly during the Tonight Show, but that was the voice, man. I mean, he's a guy's guy.
On and off camera, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
On and
off. He did a lot of live commercials
as
well.
Commercials. We had great beer commercials back then. Hams.
Oh, yeah.
Old style Budweiser.
You know, my bar at home, I have there's a beer museum, and I bought a beer commercials DVD that has all the classics. I mean, really black and white, dating back to the early, very early 1950s. I've got some, I think it's Hams commercials with Jack Brickhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's some good stuff in there. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
1904, ice cream cone created by during the St. Louis World's Fair by Charles Menches. What do we got going on in there? You're playing a lot of music. I hear it through the mic. 1913, Billboard published its earliest known last week's 10 best sellers. So 1913 was the first Billboard top 10
list. No kidding.
Yeah. And it was a song called Melinda's Wedding Day. And I have a little clip of that to listen to. Let's take a listen. It's a remake, but
what's the name of the song?
Melinda's Wedding Day.
Melinda's Wedding Day.
It was number one on the charts, 1913. Let's take a listen. There it is. A little Melinda's Wedding Day. 1925, and I know you know a lot of history about this. The monkey trial, the Scopes monkey trial, ended in 1925. John Scopes found guilty of teaching Darwinism.
And do you know what radio station broadcast that trial?
Yeah, it was us. It was WGN. And I think that's the mic that we have in a little glass case on the seventh floor.
It's right outside the door here. Outside the newsroom.
Is one of those legendaries. It was done from, okay, so this trial took place in Tennessee, though. And we went all the way out there. And we were, one of the only TV stations.
No TV, Dave.
Oh, I'm sorry. Radio stations. Excuse me. Radio stations. Quinn Ryan.
Quinn Ryan was the announcer.
Yeah.
Yes. A remarkable man. He did everything.
Yeah.
News, sports, music, name it. I wish I could have met him.
And the engineer was Aubrey Mumpower, which is pretty amazing. No, the engineer was, his name was Paul Neal. So you actually know who the engineer was with him on this day.
Yeah.
And we have a little audio of that. Let's take a listen here.
In 1925, biology teacher John Scopes spiraled to fame in the legal battle that became known as the monkey trial. Whether a man was descended from the monkey or just making a monkey out of man was fought in a courtroom that challenged the truth of the Darwin theory of evolution. The existence of man in the prehistoric world was denied, for according to the Bible, life began with Adam and Eve. An atmosphere of carnival invaded the sleepy little town of Dayton, Tennessee, as signs and demonstrations ballyhooed the conflict between religion and science.
All right, I might not have WGN audio, but that's a little bit of an overview of what that was all about.
And that is still a big deal down there, Dave.
Yeah.
If you go to the courthouse, the very courthouse where the trial took place is the county seat of Rhea County is the name of the county, and the actual courtroom is still used as a regular courtroom, and there is a museum dedicated to the whole Scopes trial in the basement of the courthouse there.
Now, do you know how much it cost a day for us to broadcast live from there? And it was a lot of money back then.
It probably was a lot of money.
It was $1,000. It was $1,000 a day.
$1,000 a day. Colonel McCormick writing the checks.
We wouldn't pay that now. But it was to pay. It was $1,000 a day just for the telephone line fees from AT&T. That's what it was to feed the lines, and we got special permission to arrange the microphones to make the broadcast possible.
It's amazing, given the technology of the time, that they did that.
Absolutely
incredible.
Absolutely incredible. 1934, outside Chicago's Biograph Theater, Public Enemy Number One, John Dillinger is mortally wounded by FBI agents. Here's an original newsreel.
They got him outside this motion picture theater. Wild excitement. Dillinger killed by federal agents commanded by Inspector Samuel Cowley, assisted by East Chicago, Indiana police. The belongings of Public Enemy Number One. Three men couldn't carry Dillinger's collection of deadly weapons seized at various places. He had this automatic in hand when killed. His fingerprints, the infallible sign. He spent $5,000 to have them altered.
1935, the first broadcast of Gangbusters on NBC Radio, then CBS, and it spent its last 2 years on Mutual right here on WGN. 1938, instant coffee was invented. Here's a classic commercial.
Mm. Time to tell everybody about the hearty cough that you can drink as strong as you like. Instant Sanka.
Oh, well, now remember, dear, these Instant Sanka commercials only show close-ups of hands.
Why do you think I had 3 manicures today?
Oh, shh. You're on. Oh.
Are you interested in a two-fisted cup of coffee? Then come closer. You want Instant Sanka coffee. It's all coffee. Gives you real coffee flavor 100%. Drink all you want. And still stay steady as a rock. Honey, the rock. Oh. The rock. Drink all you want.
And still stay steady as a rock. And it can't disturb your sleep either because it's 97% caffeine free.
So, of course, that's Lucy and Desi. Needing no introduction because that's when you were doing your own commercials back then.
Yeah, and they did. How many shows back then? The sponsor.
He did all of them. I mean, it was really from the 40s till probably the mid 50s, maybe 55, 56, where. It was always, you know, Philip Morris presents I Love Lucy, or this presents,
right.
You know, Texaco
right.
Star Theater
yep.
with Milton Berle, all that good
well,
stuff.
Well, and I can remember in the mid-60s, Dave, some of the Bonanza episodes brought to you by General Motors Chevrolet.
Yeah.
So you would have Lorne Greene or Dan Blocker riding a horse in the show 1 minute, and then the next sitting inside the new Chevy Impala or the Chevy truck or
check
something.
Check out like on YouTube, celebrity commercials from the 50s or TV.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a lot of fun. 1944, the Democratic Convention opened in Chicago with FDR nominated for an unprecedented fourth term. 61, the first in-flight movie was shown on TWA. There you go. It was called Love Possessed. Was the name of the movie.
Love Possessed?
Lana Turner, Jason Robards, George Hamilton, and Ephraim Zembalis Jr.
Well, you had some big names in there.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was in TWA. 1969, Apollo 11 goes into moon orbit on June 21st. Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, of course, but it went into orbit in 1969. 1973, game show Match Game debuted its 1970s version. It soon became the number one rated daytime program for 73, 74, and 75. Here's a few stars. Brett Summers.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yep.
From Barnaby Jones, Lee Merriweather.
Barnaby Jones.
Richard Dawson.
Classic.
It's all the same people.
Betty White.
And Betty White.
Betty White.
Play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 78.
There's a remake of Match Game on that's on Sunday nights with Alec Baldwin. Have you caught that yet?
No.
It's game show Sunday night. It's fun and games. They do the $100,000 pyramid, Celebrity Family Feud, and Alec Baldwin is hosting Match Game on a rebuilt 1970s set with orange shag carpet the whole nine yards.
That was the legendary Johnny Olsen as the announcer there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolute classic. And then I'm going to show you one quick more thing. We've got one of those classic questions by Gene Rayburn. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Dumb Dora is really dumb.
How dumb is she?
She's been in kindergarten so long, she's the only girl in class with blank.
What do you think it is, Dave?
Can't say it on the radio.
It's going to be boobs because you know they say this on the air. Let's listen.
Class with blank.
Gray hair.
Oh, boo. Boo hiss.
Being discreet there.
Let's see what they say.
She's too smart for the room.
It's a good answer, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it is a good answer. Gray hair.
Uh-huh.
Really? It's pretty raunchy, the new version.
With a hysterectomy.
Well,
a hysterectomy.
Hysterectomy.
Oh, my God, that's terrible. Holy smoke.
Shouldn't allow Dick Martin anywhere.
She's the only girl in class with...
Oh, it's me. I'm sorry.
You.
Maternity dress.
A maternity dress. That's a good response.
That's Bill Daly from Jeannie and Newhart.
You no doubt have a good one, too.
Oh, yeah, it's fair. Grandchildren.
That's excellent.
Yeah, Marsha Wallace. I'm listening to the voices.
So there we are, 3-0 in the middle of round 2.
Oh, man. Nobody said it. And I'll tell you, the new one is pretty raunchy.
Well, given today's standards and what they can get away with on the air.
That's true.
It would be.
It absolutely would be.
Compared to the original.
All right, Walter Jacobson's coming up next, 720 WGN.